girls, welcome to Grace Beauty Talk, where we talk all things beauty, fashion, and of course, hot topics. Let's talk beauty. I gotta go. I'll talk to you later. Bye, y'all. Welcome to Grace Beauty Talk, the show where we spill the tea on all things hot, beautiful, and empowering. I'm your host, Grace, and I'm excited to dive into our first episode. Our first episode ever. Okay. This is my first episode. Guys, I am so excited to start this Beauty Talk podcast. This has been my dream. I love that I'm able to connect with you guys now on a larger scale. Just sharing with you guys my favorite topic of discussion, which is beauty. So grab your favorite cup of tea and let's talk beauty. Now let's kick it off with some hot topics.
It's time for hot topics.
Now, usually at this point, we would be talking entertainment news or something fun that I found in pop culture. However, I cannot not talk about the impact of the fires in California. This is such a sad topic, although I'm really happy to see some of our favorite celebrities stepping in and helping out where is needed. Some of the celebrities that we've seen stepping up to the plate and really start to help with this is Snoop Dogg. Girls, did you know that Snoop Dogg has a clothing store in California?
I didn't know either.
But apparently Snoop Dogg has a clothing store in California, and he is actually helping out and donating clothes to those who have been impacted by the fires in California.
This is breaking news. Snoop Dogg offering free clothes to those impacted by Southern California fires. Rapper Snoop Dogg is helping those displaced by the multiple Southern California wildfires. On Thursday, the Long Beach native announced that he is offering free clothes to children and adults affected by the fires at his Snoop Dogg clothing store in Inglewood.
I think this is amazing. I think that in times of need, this is exactly what we need. We need people who have a platform to be speaking about these things and helping those people that have been really devastated by these fires. We also saw actress Jamie Lee Curtis speaking out about this while she was promoting a movie. She didn't even feel comfortable promoting the movie because of the simple fact that this was a devastating situation, and it's kind of, you want to shed light on what's going on in California. You want to use your platform for that. So kudos to her for shedding light on what's going on there.
The entire Pacific Palisades looks like, you know, unfortunately, Gaza or one of these war-torn countries where awful things have happened. So, and there are fires now breaking out everywhere. So it feels totally bizarre to be talking about a movie, but the entire Pacific...
Did you see Beyonce's mom, Tina Knowles, brought people together?
Our heart continues to go out to those who've been impacted by the fires in California. And my hope is that things will improve and that they will get better.
Now, speaking of Tina Knowles, now, Tina, it is January 14th. And to my knowledge, we still have no updates on what she's releasing. Now I'll tell you guys what I think she's going to release, and you can let me know what you think. But I think that Beyonce is going to release the B-Bowl documentary. She's already released the program, the actual show, the halftime show. But I think she's going to release the behind the scenes, what it took to build this show. She always does this. She did this with Coachella. She did this with the Renaissance Tour. The Renaissance Femme was nothing but a documentary on the Renaissance Tour, right? So I do think that we're going to see this come up. Although some of my girlies here are telling me that they think it might be a tour announcement. We think we might get Act 3. So you guys are going to have to let me know in the comments
what you think Beyonce is going to release, or if she's already released it and we're just late to the party. Let me know what you think. Speaking of Beyonce, Beyonce was the queen of the low-rise jeans, and the low-rise jeans are making a comeback. Girls, the low-rise jeans are making a comeback. Are you ready? Are you ready for this trend? I'll tell you right now, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for this trend. I'm not ready for this trend to come back out in style. We did this in 2007, 2005, maybe earlier. And I'm okay with it not coming back. I don't know. But you guys, let me know what you think. Are you ready for the low-rise jeans to come back? Is this a trend that you're going to try? Are you bringing this back? Now, some of my girlies are telling me that this trend, the low-rise jeans, are actually perfect for their body type. And I think for that, it's great, right? So I think that it all depends on your personal style. But this is our fashion update. What do you guys think? Let me know what you think in the comments. Are you going to bring back the low-rise jeans? Speaking of making a comeback, is there a beauty trend that you want to see come back? I'll tell you mine.
This is your Grace Beauty Update.
My trend that I'm trying to bring back, I'm trying to force it back, and it's the 90s lip combo. So this has been trending all over social media, guys. It's the 90s lip combo. And I've been trying to bring it back with my MAC Frost lipstick. And what the girlies are doing is you line your lips with the brown lip liner. And then you put the pop of the metallic gold or the lighter color in the center. And it gives you the perfect 90s inspired look. This is all the craze. All the girls are doing this. We're throwing it back to the 90s because we're bringing back the trends. I don't know. You guys, let me know what you think. I love this, actually. I mean, this is actually one of my favorite looks. I do remember embracing that 90s lip combo back when I was in high school. I don't know. Does that make me... Am I aging myself? But back when I was in high school, I was wearing this trend and I loved it. So I'm all about bringing this back. Let's do it. Y'all let me know what you think. Now this is my favorite part of the show where we actually crown a beauty queen.
This is Grace's beauty queen.
This is where we're going to pick a beauty that we love, that has really just shown us style and grace. And we're going to crown them the beauty queen of the week. Grace's beauty queen of the week would have to go to Sarah Jakes Roberts.
So often we think about surrender like maybe I need to let go of control. And for some of us, that's true. But I heard God say that don't just make it about control and power. There are some people who need to surrender to peace. Some people who need to surrender to joy. Some people who need to surrender to their healing. Some people who need to surrender to their growth, their change, their transformation. You've been holding yourself hostage to who you used to be. And I hear God saying, but I want to use who you have become. And because you are holding yourself hostage, I need you to surrender to the work that I've done on the...
I was watching her just Sunday. I was watching her sermon. And she looked so elegant and beautiful, and she was expressing herself so eloquently, and she's always so powerful with her messaging. Her hair, honey, that hair was flowing. I don't know who does her hair. I need to find out who her stylist is. If you know who her stylist is, put it in the comments for me. But we got to find out who's doing this woman's hair because it was beautiful. The hair was silky. And the color was vibrant. It was like this beautiful brown, auburn brown color. And it was just flowing and glowing. And she was glowing. And she looks great. She had on this two-piece suit. Honey. And the message was right on point. So, my beauty of the week, Grace's beauty of the week, would have to go to Sarah Jakes Roberts. You guys, let me know what you think. Do you like Sarah Jakes Roberts? Is this your girl? Let me know what you think. I hate to wrap it up. So before we wrap up, we're always going to end the show with a motivational tip. So Grace's beauty thought of the week. You don't have to be perfect to inspire others. Let your authenticity shine. Whatever you're working on, big or small, know that showing up as your true self is more than enough. Grace starts with you. Now, don't we love that? A little motivation for the week. I hope you guys have a beautiful week. I hope everything happens amazingly and perfectly for you. And remember to let me know what you think in the comments. And I gotta go. I'll talk to you later. Bye, y'all. Girls, thank you for all the love and support that you've shown me along this journey. I really do appreciate each and every one of you. If you would, don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel at Grace Beauty Talk. Follow me on Instagram at Grace Beauty Talk. All right, I'll talk to you later. I gotta go. Bye, y'all.